Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
Hey everybody, Sam Goodman here, the Hop Nerd. As I told you before, I am brand new to this whole podcasting thing. I wanted to introduce a little bit more content in a shorter format, so here we are. I don't know what I'm going to call this thing, the Hop Minute, the Hop Message, the Hop something. Send me one of those really cool anchor voice messages. Let me know your thoughts. Send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think I should call this thing. But basically, we're going to dive into some pretty short topics and just give you my thoughts. So today I wanted to touch on something that's pretty sensitive, the zero mantra. We see zero manifest in everything in our organizations. It's totally embedded in the modern safety discussion. And we've been chipping away at that for a while. So hopefully it's starting to shift somewhat. But you know what I'm talking about. Zero harm, mission zero, target zero. We see it plastered on stickers and posters. We see it all over our corporate websites. It's practically everywhere in our organizations. Now, most are starting to wake up to the fact that zero's probably not so great, and it probably causes more harm than it does good. Zero might inspire some momentary increased commitment to safety from some very few. It might sound on the surface to be a very good and noble and pure goal, but its unintended consequences is a real problem because it also causes detachment in a lot of folks that just feel that that goal is unattainable. It causes us to constrain our programs to solely focus on preventing accidents or preventing bad things from happening. And we know that's just a very small sliver of the bigger picture. So here lies the deeper truth. There's been multiple studies done on this, that fewer incidents equal more fatalities. In one of the studies, and I'll list the name below, it examined the top 20 construction companies in the United Kingdom over 4 years and found that there were 4 fatal accidents for companies with a zero safety vision. There were 0 fatal accidents for companies without a zero safety vision. There were 214 major injuries for companies with a zero safety vision, and there were 135 major injuries for companies without a zero vision. Apologize. A similar study was conducted in aviation that basically shows that companies that looked worse on paper were actually safer to fly with. They had a lower passenger mortality rate. You had a better chance of getting to your destination in one piece for the companies that looked really bad on paper. So what's the learning? There are a lot of truths that we uncover from examining this whole zero thing. We begin to understand that serious and minor events are not predictive of each other. We find that over time, zero vision has caused us really to limit our learning to how we failed to prevent as opposed to how we failed to control. Zero ultimately leads us down this path of limiting learning. It erodes trust, which leads to less reporting, which in turn leads to less deliberate learning. To learn from failure, we have to first understand that failure will occur. We must give room for failure. The whole zero mantra eliminates that room for failure. So that's my thought on that. Comments, questions, let me know. Again, send me one of those super awesome anchor voice messages. The email is always open. Check out The Hop Nerd online at www.thehopnerd.com. There's a really cool contact form. You can chat with me on there as well. Send me your comments. Send me your input. Send me your questions. Until next time, this is The Hop Nerd signing out. Bye.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.